If you want to experience the supernatural double portion hand of God, you've got to be so committed that when he asks you the ridiculous, you're still willing to do it.
Dr. Tony Evans says getting an extra helping of the Lord comes from changing our focus.
Because you've learned to see him and not the circumstances.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. People are living longer these days, but how do we make those extra months and years matter? Dr. Evans will tell us how we can as he tackles the subject of significance today. Let's join him.
We come now to the transfer of Elijah to Elisha. Elisha makes a request in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9. When they had crossed over, Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask what I shall do for you before I am taken from you." And Elisha said, "Please let a double portion of your spirit be on me." Elijah said, "What do you want before I leave here?" And Elijah said to Elisha, "I want twice as much God as you had. I want double the amount of spiritual, supernatural experience." Now, to make a long story short, you will discover if you read the book of 2 Kings that Elisha did twice as many miracles as Elijah did. He says, "You've asked for a hard thing." Verse 10, "If you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you, but if not, it shall not be so." So what would determine whether he got a double portion? It would be determined by what he saw or did not see. Why did he tell him, "If you see me, you'll get the double portion. If you don't see me when I'm taken, you won't get the double portion"? Because your spiritual insight will determine what you receive. If you don't have eyes to see the spiritual, then you can't handle the spiritual. So you won't get the spiritual. Unless you live your life seeing things from God's perspective, seeing the spiritual, you won't experience the spiritual. What you see, Flip Wilson said, is what you get. And if all you see is what you see, you do not see all there is to be seen. Unless you can look beyond the physical to see God's point of view. In fact, that is the whole nature of spiritual growth. According to Hebrews chapter 5, spiritual growth is your ability to look at things spiritually first and not physically first. And if all you see are the five senses, he says, "I need you. I need to know before you get a double portion that you've got eyes that can see." Now, Elijah has given Elisha the mantle. The mantle is the transference of the responsibility. We see in chapter 2, Elijah has asked for a double portion. But something happens between him meeting Elijah, verse 19, and Elijah's request in chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. And that is, between those two passages of scriptures, there is a process that is put in place to move Elijah from where they met to where he makes the request and the request gets responded to. And the New Testament word for the process that took place is called discipleship. In other words, he had to learn to look at things from God's perspective. So in order to prepare Elisha for the mantle Elijah had placed on Elisha, chapter 2, verses 1 to 9 show the process with which Elijah took Elisha to prepare him for the request that Elisha is going to make of Elijah. And I hope I don't get these names mixed up. Chapter 2, verse 1, "And it came about when the Lord was about to take up Elijah by a whirlwind in heaven that Elijah went to Elisha from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel. He says, stay here. Don't come any further. But Elisha says to Elijah, as the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel. He says, stay here. Elisha said, I ain't staying here. I'm going with you. Now, he had already asked in chapter 19 for Elisha to follow him. They start walking and going on a trip. He says, you stay here. Why would he tell him to stay there if he really didn't want him to stay there? To test the level of his commitment. Are you just in this for the ride? Are you in it for the notoriety? Are you in it for the power? Are you in it for the name? Are you in it for the prestige? Are you in it for the recognition? Are you in it for the real thing? How bad do you want it? Let me ask you a question. Most of the folks at our church have advanced degrees beyond high school. We have most of the folks have gone to college. Many have gone and got on their master's. A few have gotten their doctorates. How bad did you want it? Come on now, you were through at the 12th grade. You could quit. But the reason most didn't quit is because there was something out there they were shooting for that they were willing to pay the price to get for the benefits that would occur when they get it. You make more money with a bachelor's degree. Maybe you make more money with a master's degree. Maybe you make more money with a doctorate degree. You get a higher position. You said, I want to be that doctor. I want to be that lawyer. So I'm willing to pay the price to get there, and I'm not going to quit just because it's a lot of homework. I'm not going to quit just because it was a lot of a classwork. I'm not going to quit because the degree is worth it. Unfortunately, God has many of his children who are willing to pay the price for the physical degree who are still in kindergarten spiritually. They don't want to graduate to the next spiritual level. And so they get satisfied with a kindergarten diploma, but they still want a high-paying, double portion benefit. Yeah, I knew it'd get quiet on that one. That was... See, what people want to do in the spiritual realm is they want to audit the Christian life. You know what auditing a class is. Auditing a class means I want the information, but not the work. See, you audit the class because you don't want to do no homework, you don't want reading assignments, you don't want to take tests, you don't want that. But you want the information, you want the information that comes from the class. Here we are. Many people come to church because they want to audit the Christian life. They want the information from the pulpit. They want the information from the Bible. They want to be able to quote verses and say they went to church. But what they don't want are the home assignments. They don't want the responsibility. They don't want the commitment. They don't want the dedication. They don't want priority, but they want to be able to say, I went to class. So they want to audit the Christian life. Let me explain something. Salvation is free. You don't have to do anything for salvation. It comes because you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. But experiencing God's reality in history has a price. God doesn't want to give a double portion to folk who can't use it. And you don't want to give your hard-earned money in your physical will to folk who are going to waste it. You don't want to just pass your will on the folk who are going to take your life savings and blow it up in a month, because that's a waste of that portion. God doesn't want to waste his glory, and he doesn't want to waste the supernatural, so he wants to give it to folk who want it and who not going to leave just because it's inconvenient. And so he says, leave. He says, no, I'm not. Verse 5, the sons of the prophets who were at Jericho approached Elijah and said, do you not know that he will take away your master from over you today? He said, yes, I know. Be still. Then Elijah said, please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So the two of them went on. He said, you can keep asking me all you want. I ain't going nowhere. I'm in this because I'm committed. And I'm going to go with you. You're older. I'm going to go with you. And we're going here together. Now, what's interesting is where he took them. Took them to Gilgal. Took them to Bethel. Took them to Jericho. Took them to Jordan. In each one of those places, he's saying, you don't have to go any further. Well, each one of those places had a spiritual experience tied to them. These were not just names of places. These were names of experiences. In Gilgal, the Bible says, God removed the reproach of Egypt from his people. You see, all through them going through the wilderness, they kept thinking about Egypt, wanting to go back to Egypt. We miss Egypt. We had meat in Egypt. They were moving to Canaan while looking at Egypt. But at Gilgal, God removed the reproach of Egypt. In other words, you can't get the supernatural and the spiritual as long as you're still looking back at the world. So Elisha, if you want this double portion you can ask me for, you got to have a Gilgal reality. You got to let Egypt go. You can't be wishing to be back there and experience what God has you up here. And one of the reasons we don't get to see the supernatural is we're still tied to this world order. We still bear the reproach of the world and are not willing to hang out in Gilgal.
Dr. Evans will explore more of the discipleship process when he comes back in a moment to wrap up this final message in his series on Elijah. First, though, I wanted to let you know that today's the last day to take advantage of our current special offer that includes all 6 full-length messages in this powerful collection, both on CD and as instant digital downloads, along with the DVD Bible study kit that goes along with them. This special package focuses on the lessons we can learn from one of the Bible's greatest prophets, valuable insights on waiting for God's provision, understanding His perfect timing, overcoming fear and discouragement, strengthening our faith and commitment, and more. It's all yours with our thanks, today only, when you make a donation to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. Don't miss out. Visit us before the day's over at tonyevans.org to make the arrangements. Again, that's tonyevans.org. Or call us day or night at 1-800-800-3222, where one of our resource team members is waiting to help you. I'll have that information for you again later on, after part 2 of today's lesson and this.
Have you ever done a connect the dots puzzle? You draw lines from one numbered dot to another, and before you know it, a picture appears you didn't even know was there. Well, Tony wants you to have that same experience with the Bible. Through the Tony Evans Training Center, he'll help you connect the dots of Scripture and discover the big picture of God's kingdom agenda, all at your own pace, anywhere, anytime, on your computer or mobile device. There are courses on a wide range of topics and texts. Each one includes exclusive, in-depth content from Tony, probing discussion questions, access to full-length messages, and an online discussion forum where you can ask specific questions and get detailed answers. Visit TonyEvans.org today and connect with the Tony Evans Training Center, where you can explore the kingdom anytime, anywhere.
At Bethel. Bethel was where Jacob wrestled with God. It became the house of God. It was where he saw God at work. Bethel was where his character got changed. If you want to see the supernatural, you can't be the same person you were. God has got to be able to deal with your attitudes and your actions, your character and your conduct. He's got to be able to speak into your life. If you want to see the supernatural, you got to leave Egypt and you got to become somebody that you weren't when you left there. Took him to Jericho. Jericho was where the walls fell down. Well, wait a minute. The walls only fell down at the walls of Jericho when people were asked to do the ridiculous. They were asked to walk around it once a day for 6 days, seven times on the last day. And on the last day, they were supposed to scream. Please notice, they were supposed to scream before the walls fall down, not after the walls fall down. They were supposed to scream first, all right? In other words, in order for them to see the supernatural at Jericho, they were going to have to obey God in the realm of the ridiculous. They were going to have to do what God says, even when what God said made absolutely no sense. And if you want to experience the supernatural double portion hand of God, you've got to be so committed that when he asks you the ridiculous, you're still willing to do it because you've learned to see him and not the circumstances or how thick the wall is. And now it's coming to Jordan. Jordan is when you cross over. He's getting ready to cross over Jordan. Get ready to face what you and I call death, although it wasn't really death. He's getting ready to face that. He's developing him through these experiences. He's going to call Elijah, my father, my father. He's going to say, my father, through his relationship, my father. Now, he wasn't his biological father. He was a spiritual father. That's mentoring. That's discipleship. And that's what the church is supposed to be about, not just having church. You can have church and not have the supernatural. You can have church and not have a double portion. It's more than preaching. He's taking them to a new level. When I was a kid, I started out playing marbles. I was good at it. I learned to be good at it. I played marbles every day. Get the marbles in a circle, line it up, get the marbles in a, pop them out the circle. It was fun. I loved me some marbles until I discovered football. When I discovered football, I kissed marbles goodbye. I kissed marbles goodbye because while marbles was fun, I discovered there was this whole world out there of football that I fell in love with. And now marbles had to take a second chair, a second seat, because I had fallen too much in love with football. See, too many of us are still playing marbles. When God wants to show us a whole new level, a whole new realm. So now when they cross over the Jordan, as they were going, verse 11, along and talking, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses, a fire which separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind to heaven. Elisha saw it and cried out, my father, my father. The chariots of Israel, the war horses of God, and its horsemen. And he saw Elisha no more. Then he took hold of his own clothes and tore them in two pieces, sorrow. He also took up the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and returned and stood by the banks of the Jordan. He took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and struck the waters and said, where is the Lord, the God of Elijah? And when he also had struck the waters, they were divided there, and Elijah crossed over. Elijah was whisked away, and as he was transferred, his mantle fell off. And now Elisha has a question. Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah? Because Elijah is gone. But he wants to know, is God still here? Elijah's gone, but is God still here? And he took the mantle and hit the Jordan River, and the Jordan opened up. Because while Elijah was gone, God was still here. Miracles were still here. The supernatural was still here. Whenever God calls me to leave this earth and leave this place and I am no more. The question that the leaders and you and everybody must ask is, is God still here? Did I leave any of God behind me? Did I leave any of God for the next generation? Because if you don't get God, if you just get some slick talking, preaching person who can talk a lot of smack, raise a lot of noise just because they can open the Bible and say it good, but can't give you God. The question is God still here? Because if God's here, the Jordan is still going to open up. Prayers are still going to be answered. Lives are still going to be blessed. A man said to another man, I want to make a mark in the world. The man said to him, which world? Which world? Which world do you want to make a mark in? Only this one? Or do you want to make a mark in the world to come that's manifested in this one because you have access to the supernatural? In closing, I've shared it before. Let me share it again. As we want to go to the next level individually, as families, and as a church, to the supernatural. The man who was on his honeymoon and he was riding on a foggy day to their first night together. He had to pass a truck. As he passed the truck, he didn't see the oncoming van. Head-on collision. It flipped the car over and over into the ditch. He was knocked unconscious. He came to a few minutes later and saw his brand new bride gushing with blood, just gushing with blood. He knew she would bleed out and die if he didn't get help shortly, but there was nothing around, nobody around, until he saw through his windshield a little sign on a hill that said, Office of Dr. Bill Jones. How fortunate could it be that there was an office right there, a doctor's office? He picked up his beloved, stumbled up the hill, and came to the door. He knocked on the door. An old man came to the door. He said, what can I do for you, son? He said, save her, save her. She's dying. To which he said, I'm so sorry. I don't practice anymore. I haven't practiced for years. To which the young man said, mister, you have two choices. You can either save her and do what you do or take down your sign. But don't have a sign that tells me that's who you are, makes me think that's who you are. But when I show up needing a miracle, when I show up needing supernatural, you don't practice anymore. Because all you are is a sign with a name. You're not the real thing. And we don't need at this church folk with a Christian sign. We need some folk who've got the ability to be used of God to bring about the miraculous, to bring about the supernatural. Because we still practice. We don't just hang out. A sign in front of our church.
Even if you've never given a thought to God in the past, it's not too late to start building a spiritual legacy in a life that lasts forever. In fact, you can do that today. Just log on to TonyEvans.org and click on the link that simply says Jesus. There, Tony will tell you all about what it means to be a Christian and walk you through everything you need to know to start your brand new life. And just a reminder, be sure to request your copy of the teaching collection Tony wrapped up today, his powerful Elijah series. It includes a lot of additional material and a companion DVD Bible study kit to help you get more out of every message. As I mentioned, we're offering these powerful resources along with instantly downloadable audio versions of each message as our thank you gift for your contribution, provided we hear from you today. So make a point of visiting us right away at TonyEvans.org to make the arrangements before time runs out. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. Or reach out to our 24-hour resource center at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our team members help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. In the classic Wizard of Oz, Dorothy discovers she'd already been given everything she needed to solve her problems. Dr. Evans thinks it's about time Christians learn the same thing. So tomorrow, he'll begin a series called The Jesus Challenge with a look at what it takes to be an overcomer. I hope you'll join us for that.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.